Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in New York City today, there are lots of questions about Mayor Eric Adams' announcement that he wants to remove homeless, mentally ill people from the city streets and give police and emergency medical workers the power to hospitalize people they consider unable to care for themselves. Here's the mayor yesterday at City Hall.
It is not acceptable for us to see someone who clearly needs help and walk past. For too long, there's been a gray area where policy, law, and accountability have not been clear. And this has allowed people in need to slip through the cracks.
Maya Kaufman reports on healthcare for Crane's New York Business. Maya, we hear the mayor there making sort of a moral argument for this. There are many homeless, mentally ill on New York streets, as there are in other cities. And he also said it's a myth that they can't be, you know, removed, helped. But how will he do it? I mean, he's a former New York police captain. What role will police play, for instance?
Hi, great to be here. So basically what this announcement was is a directive that says that police, emergency medical responders, and other outreach workers have the authority to involuntarily transport individuals to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation if they show signs of mental illness that makes them unable to meet their basic human needs to the point where they're endangering themselves. And so this is actually a reiteration and an amplification of state guidance that went out pretty quietly to healthcare providers in February that said existing state law gives responders this authority, that the commonly used standard that is in state law that you can remove someone involuntarily who is a danger to themselves or others, that also should be interpreted to include cases of people whose substantial self-neglect is endangering them. So this is not necessarily a new policy, rather a reiteration of interpretive guidance that the state issued earlier this year.
Okay, but as you well know, I mean, it really hit as something that was a pronouncement that was going to be at least ramped up. And, you know, there's a sense that, first of all, you say forcibly or they might be involuntarily moved. Today, a lot of people living on the streets who have mental health problems might reject being taken somewhere. Are there concerns that these interactions could turn violent?
Absolutely. There has been a lot of pushback from advocacy organizations as well as civil rights groups. And a lot of that has centered on the involvement of police as an entity that has the authority to do this, since we've seen, even just in recent years, many, many headlines of cases where police are called by 911 to respond to a case of someone who's experiencing some kind of showing signs of mental illness or some kind of disturbance, and then being killed in those encounters. So that's something that is certainly on the minds of a lot of advocacy groups and activists who are really harshly criticizing this.
Right. Several cities have specially trained teams or have social workers who are unarmed who could be assigned to these things. So it sounds like, you know, that hasn't yet been worked out. But what about what happens after this testing that happens? You know, if they're going to be off the streets, where do they go? Is there capacity in the healthcare system?
Yeah, so that's been a point of criticism as well. There really isn't a lot of capacity. We've seen for decades New York, like many states, slashing psychiatric beds. And so what'll happen with this directive is that people will be receiving a psychiatric evaluation at the hospital. And then, as happens currently, the hospital will decide whether or not to admit them to their psychiatric units. And those are incredibly strange due to shortages of beds, but also staffing shortages of psychiatrists and other healthcare workers that we've seen broadly across the country. So There's really constrained capacity there, and there's really constrained capacity in housing, supportive housing in New York City, as well as a variety of community programs that are designed to help people who have serious mental illness while they're living on their own or in a supportive housing unit. So really across the board, there's concern that once these individuals are brought to the hospital for evaluation, the next steps for treatment won't have enough capacity to meet them.
Well, Maya Kaufman, again, who reports on healthcare for Crain's New York Business, will continue to follow the fallout from this. Hopefully something does happen to help people. Maya, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.